Yeah. Hi.
Hi. In Brexit, there were two things happening at exactly the same time.
There are people in Europe making big decisions about their lives. I've been speaking to some of them.
And there are negotiations happening in Brussels, which I've been following the whole time.
So that we can help you make sense of all of this.
Breakfast. Brexit.
Brexit. Northern Ireland.
Brexit's going to be a wonderful thing.
Oh, excuse me.
This is a serious business.
That was really confusing.
What actually happens depends on what's agreed between the two sides. Who is making those decisions? Well, meet Michel Barnier. He's the chief negotiator for the remaining 27 EU countries.
And that is David Davis. He's the politician representing the UK government.
They've been talking since June the 19th, and here is how they've been doing it. First of all, they had to decide how to get divorced, and that came down to three big issues.
Number one,
citizens' rights. Basically, what happens to EU nationals living in Britain now and British people living in the rest of the EU?
Number two,
money.
And number three,
the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland.
Citizens' rights is really worrying for some people. I've spoken to those who are already making life-changing decisions since the referendum vote. Listen to this.
We no longer feel welcome, and whatever ends up happening with the negotiations, you can't take that back. The damage is done. I personally was stopped in front of Waterloo Station by an elderly gentleman who was offended that I was speaking Bulgarian on the phone. He whacked me with his walking stick on the ankle and continued on.
I feel lost. If the freedom to travel across the EU and the ability to work everywhere is withdrawn for UK citizens living here, like me, then I effectively can't work.